Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge scores. Krivic moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth takes first base on ball four. Christman moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Schalk moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Jack Kramer now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. Schalk scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Christman reaches second base with a double. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to third for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Burns moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martin takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Martin moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett strikes out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball towards left. Dickshot catches it and throws to second to double up Krivic. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McQuinn. Tresh moves to second. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Johnny Johnson. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clay Touchstone now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Christman moves to third. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Christman scores. Mancuso scores. It's 9-3, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Gutteridge scores. Krivic moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. It's 10-4, Browns. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Kirby Farrell pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.